Welcome to Eckerd College News. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and we are reporting today on a fantastic research study being done by the Eckerd College marine science professor. He's helping to track shifting seaweed that could alter ecosystems in the Atlantic Ocean and Caribbean Sea. I'm recording from Tom Zokos, who works for the Eckerd College newsroom. So since the days of Christopher Columbus, the 2 million square mile Sargasso Sea in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean has been known for large concentrations of giant floating mats of sargassum seaweed. So Amy Suada, SIUDA, PhD professor of marine science at Eckerd College, has been studying this and how it's inundating the Caribbean parts of the Gulf of Mexico. While concentrations in the Sargasso Sea are dropping, she says that's a major concern. What is sargassum? It's a brown microalgae. It's described as the rainforest of the sea. It's an oasis in the middle of the open ocean, Suada says. Turtles and crabs use sargassum mats as a place to stay safe. And mahi and tuna feed beneath it and seabirds rest on it. And the observed decline might upend and change the ecosystem in the Sargasso Sea. Sargassum inundations are clearly changing the ecosystem in the Caribbean, covering the coral reefs, blocking sunlight, and decaying on beaches. To understand how and why the shift is taking place, says the Eckerd College News report, a team of researchers from the University of South Florida's College of Marine Science, led by Professor of Oceanography, Chumman Yu, PhD, Jeff Shell, PhD, and Deb Goodwin, PhD, from the Sea Education Association, are collaborating with Suada from Eckerd College, and they're combining satellite imagery with decades of field observations to investigate this complex ocean phenomenon. Their research, Dramatic Decline of Sargassum in the North Sargasso Sea Since 2015, was published recently in Nature Geoscience, a monthly peer-reviewed scientific journal. Extensive shipboard observations of abundance collected on annual voyages by Sea Education Association between New England and the Caribbean corroborated the remote sensing-derived findings. However, the most nuanced field records of which sargassum varieties were present and in what proportions really helped the team explain potential mechanisms for the change. Now, Suada says the whole thing of what triggered this, it remains unclear. There are multiple hypotheses, and perhaps temperature and nutrients are fueling the growth in the tropical region. There's still so much we don't know. I want to thank Eckerd College News for their incredible reports, and we're going to have all the links to that. So, for Eckerd College News, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.
An article from The Current, the student newspaper of Eckerd College. Why is everyone dating? An Eckerd student's perspective on depression, dating, and cuffing season. Written by Amelie Brazelton, published on November 15, 2025, and read by Nicole Vogler. As sweaters are being pulled from the depths of our wardrobes, and the long sunny days are getting shorter and colder, the relationship posts keep rolling in. It's officially cuffing season, the time of year when people have recovered from their hot girl summers and are desperately searching for someone to spend the indoor months with. It seems like every day that my roommate yells another one from the living room in reaction to the dozens of engagement posts that flood her Instagram feed. Hard launches used to be few and far between, but as October progressed, I saw my own feed turn into Pinterest boards of endless pumpkin patches and apple orchard pictures. Yet in past years, it felt like many of these relationships ended by spring. All that was left being stories for the rumor mill and gaps in an Instagram timeline. So why are we so attracted to these short-term, occasionally long-term relationships? What about winter draws us to form new romantic relationships? My bemoaning isn't just opinion, but fact. Condom sales peak around Christmas. Dating app accounts are more active and baby births peak 9 months after December, according to Psychology Today. There are many factors that contribute to this, one of the main ones being seasonal affective disorder, or SAD for short. SAD is the result of less sunshine and changes in the circadian rhythm, disruptions to your body's natural clock, that can lead to depression. Relationship therapist Jamie Bronstein told People magazine that because of this, people search for other forms of happiness during winter months, like romance. Winter simply feels more magical when you have someone to share it with, turning the dark days into an opportunity for a cozy date. Even if the person you're pairing up with isn't exactly the love of your life, they can fill the hole that you need when you see your roommate cuddling up with their beau. It's easier to find your own match than to sit in solitude as your friends start dedicating their free time to their partners. With the back-to-back holidays, it can be helpful to have someone to bring home instead of quadruple wheeling the married couples. These cuffing season relationships serve as a sort of self-protection, keeping yourself happy and entertained until the single summer months return. Though Valentine's Day may be the season of love, it can be intimidating for new couples in a way that the fall-winter holiday season isn't. From strolls and sweaters along the beach to hot cocoa by the fire, the number of date ideas are numerous and capture a casual feeling that Valentine's Day can't quite match. While cuffing season may seem like somewhat of an internet meme, it's based on our human need for comfort and companionship. Embrace the cringe this cuffing season and find your special someone to spend the chillier months with. Check out this story and more at theonlinecurrent.com.